You know what? The funniest thing happened to me today. A girl on the line when I was picking up my methadone, she was getting up methadone after me. She said, "Ali, it's unbelievable. You got somebody, the shit it takes, and keeps bouncing back." You know what I mean? I have seizures 3 times a fucking week, an overdose once a week, every week. I wake up in the emergency room a minimum of 2 times a week. You know what I'm saying? And my body just recuperates. Right up. I don't know how, but I don't know how long it's going to last, so...
Outside the gates of heaven, they wouldn't let me in. I wave goodbye as you step within. It's like hell on earth without you near. I named my daughter after you, so when she smiles, it's sorta like you still here. It's kinda crazy how time flies. 25 years since my grandmoms died, but it feels like just yesterday when we was all laughing together. Those happy memories are so vivid, they'll last me forever. And yet you're still here somehow. I still feel your presence. I credit you for my inner strength. I feel it in my essence, in my soul, in my inner being, in my genetics. I wouldn't exist if you hadn't persisted through the trenches. I wouldn't have been a lyricist. I owe you every sentence, every verse I've ever written. Your energy is kinetic. Though I've grown up, I'm still heartbroken, aching to cry, hoping you're the one holding open those gates when I die. I left you outside the gates of heaven. They wouldn't let me in. Wave goodbye as you step within. It's like hell on earth without you near. I name my label after you, so when I rhyme, it's sorta like you still here. It's been a year, still in shock about exactly what happened to you. Made a song for you, call my uncle. I was just rapping to you, just talking to you. I just saw you at my mother's house. I can't believe I just bought a coffin for you. We always feared that you would die from an overdose. God knows you love to do drugs, it swallows you whole. But in the end, drugs didn't kill you, cancer did. Why do good people die young? I don't know what the answer is. All I know is I worshipped you as a scrappy kid. Being around you made me feel cooler than rapping did. And that's pretty fucking cool, trust me. I was embarrassed when you started smoking crack. Honestly, it crushed me, swept it under the rug. Started smoking weed and popping acid, but managed to not do the uglier drugs. We grew apart after my grandmother died. Homeless, in and out of jail, we stopped relating to each other's lives. But years later we connected once again. Not just his nephew and uncle, but his homies. We were friends. Though I've grown up, I'm still heartbroken, aching to cry, hoping you're the one holding open those gates when I die.